Concentrate on the Original Purpose by Kunjaswamy. After spending about 12 years in personal attendance on Bhagavan, I began to feel an urge to devote myself entirely to sadhana, spending my time all alone. However, I could not easily reconcile myself to the idea of giving up my personal service to Bhagavan. I had been debating the matter for some days when the answer came in a strange way. As I entered the hall one day, I heard Bhagavan explaining to others who were there that real service to him did not mean attending to his physical needs, but following the essence of his teaching, that is, concentrating on realizing the self. Needless to say, that automatically cleared my doubts. I therefore gave up my ashram duties, but I then found it hard to decide how, in fact, I should spend the entire day in search of realization. I referred the matter to Bhagavan, and he advised me to make self-inquiry my final aim, but to practice self-inquiry, meditation, japa, and recitation of scripture turn by turn, changing over from one to another as and when I found the one I was doing irksome or difficult. In course of time, he said, the sadhana would become stabilized in self-inquiry or pure consciousness or realization. From a personal experience as well as from that of others within my knowledge, I can say that before recommending any path to an aspirant, Bhagavan would first find out from him what aspect or form or path he was naturally drawn to, and then recommend him to follow it. He would sometimes endorse the traditional stages of sadhana, advancing from worship, puja, to incantation, japa, then to meditation, dhyana, and finally to self-inquiry, vichara. However, he also used to say that continuous and rigorous practice of any one of these methods was adequate in itself to lead to realization. Thus, for instance, when one adopts the method of worship, say, of the Shakti, one should, by constant practice and concentration, be able to see the Shakti everywhere and always and in everything, and thus give up identification with the ego. Similarly, with japa, by constant and continuous repetition of a mantra, one gets merged in it and loses all sense of separate individuality. In dhyana again, in constant meditation, with bhavana or deep feeling, one attains the state of bhavanatita, which is only another name for pure consciousness. Thus, any method, if taken earnestly and practiced unremittingly, will result in elimination of the I and lead to the goal of realization. Once some awkward problems concerning ashram management cropped up, without being directly concerned, I was worried about them, as I felt that failure to solve them satisfactorily would impair the good name of the ashram. One day, two or three devotees went to Bhagavan and put the problems before him. I happened to enter the hall while they were talking about them, and he immediately turned to me and asked me why I had come in at this time and why I was interesting myself in such matters. I did not grasp the meaning of his question. So, Bhagavan explained that a person should occupy himself only with that purpose with which he had originally come to the ashram and asked me what my original purpose had been. I replied, to receive Bhagavan's grace. So he said, then occupy yourself with that only. He further continued by asking me whether I had any interest in matters concerning the ashram management when I first came here. On my replying that I had not, he added, then concentrate on the original purpose of your coming here. Sourced from The Mountain Path, July 1966 issue.